You know, this is the Ham. This is WFMU East Orange. And that was the Spinners with Heebie Jeebie. We heard Bob Galyen with Baby Love Me. The Sonics with Mexican Twists. Mexican Twists. The more astute listeners will realize that's where the Spades stole We Sell Soul from. Roger and the Tempests with Bad Bad Way, the pride of University of Nebraska there. Marvin and Johnny with Baby Doll. We opened up with Jimmy D and the Offbeats and Henrietta. What's going on here today? We got any news? Nitro Nick. What the hell's going on there?
I don't know. I'm just sitting here reading the news.
Yeah, no, I got some news here too. Drought-grown pot gets high marks. Some good news for those agrarian-minded among us. Charlton, West Virginia. The drought and heat laying waste to West Virginia's farms may be a godsend to marijuana growers, yielding more potent pot. State Agriculture Commissioner Gus Douglas says marijuana plants have been stunted, but the enzymes that produce a quote-unquote high are more concentrated. When you get hot, dry weather like this, it improves the quality of the marijuana. It could be a more potent crop out there, he says. Well, Gus Douglas, this bud's for you. Oh, what else is happening in the news? We had a whole bunch of little things here. Kirk Douglas kisses and tells and kisses and tells. Kirk Douglas has bedded many women, but none weirder than the late Joan Crawford. First came her gushy telegram praising his magnificent performance in the 1949 boxing flick Champion, which is a terrible movie, worst boxing movie except for Rocky ever made. Then came the dinner invite he recalls in his autobiography. That's when Douglas saw Crawford's mommy dearest side. A control freak, she mapped out the entire evening down to the route to the restaurant. He convinced her to eat somewhere else, but back at her place, she took charge. The door closed and she slipped out of her dress right in the hall, Kirk says. I gotta light a cigarette. This is getting steamy. Then we were on the rug in the middle of our lovemaking, and she murmured, "You're so clean. It's wonderful that you shaved your armpits when you made Champion." A real conversation stopper, Douglas writes. Afterwards, they peeked in on her kids who were strapped into their beds. It was so professional, clinical, lacking in warmth, like the sex we had just had. "I got out fast," said Douglas. But Douglas lingered elsewhere. Flings with Rita Hayworth, Patricia Neal, Marlena Dietrich, Evelyn Keyes, Pierre Angeli, all kinds of good ones in here, so should read Kirk Douglas's book, maybe. Oh, what else is in the news? You didn't find anything?
Looks
there,
like there's some good news for radio stations here.
Oh, the FCC, the new FCC rulings. Yeah, we were. You want to go into that?
Not necessarily. It just basically says that
the ruling about you can only air obscene materials between midnight and 6 in the morning was struck down in a court. What do we got here? A U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington struck down yesterday the Federal Communication Commission's controversial rule that radio broadcasters may air indecent material only after midnight. I guess the radio industry is trying to push it to 10 p.m., which doesn't help me much. But, you know what I have to say about it? Cover that word up. Anyway, one more news story. We'll play some more records then. How to Murder Your Wife, Feeder to the Sharks. This is Dateline Exmouth, Australia. A U.S. Navy man killed his wife by throwing her to the sharks, a prosecutor told an American court-martial jury yesterday. Petty Officer Charles Wayne Elmore, 26, a Texan stationed at Exmouth, is charged with the murder of his Filipino wife, Bella Fee, who vanished in the March of 1988. The prosecutor says Elmore's following a domestic spat, drove to Exmouth Naval Pier and fed his wife to the sharks. What do you think of that, Nick?
It's a scary thought.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, what's floating in there? A dead Filipino. Oh, we got one more news story. Top Hells Angel and Paycheck are mutual fans. Country music singer Johnny Paycheck, who's now doing time. Actually, he's out of jail, right? He's out of jail, and he showed up for the third day of a trial for 10 members of the Hells Angel Motorcycle Club. "I've been friends with them for 13 or 14 years," says Paycheck, who traveled from Nashville to Louisville, Kentucky for the trial. Paycheck, 50, said one of his best friends among the Hells Angels is Ralph Sonny Barger Jr. of Oakland, California, the club's national leader. Barger is one of 10 can charge with conspiring to violate federal explosive and firearm laws. Which has to do with when we play Name That Deformity, one of our prizes that we have to give out is a invitation to a big party tonight. That's invitation only. That's not open to the public, but it'll be Wildcats, which is a female biker gang, and the Hells Angels are giving it at Hot Rods, and there'll be 17 motorcycle gangs there, along with various members of the media, and somebody can win that coveted prize. There'll probably be at least one fight and maybe a gangbang or something good going on there. Anyway, I think it's time to shut up and play more records. What's up here? Oh, Irwin Rucker and the Blues Nighthawks. Hit it.
Stoo way down, baby, and let me see that move you got that is worrying me. We're around now, baby, and don't you stop.
Yeah.
Done the dance that they call a slop. I done it.
Baby, I know you can.
I done it.
Baby, I know you can.
I done it.
Baby, I know you can.
I done it.
I know you are.
It was woods and brought the country folk to town. I done done it.
Baby, I know
I done done it.
Baby, I know
I done done it, baby. I live in New York. It was a
bopping.
It was a
reeling.
It was a shuffling.
The other day I heard someone say, you know, America is in real trouble. It's true. Old Glory has never fallen so close to the earth. Dear Jackie, sorry I had to leave that November day when that assassin's bullet took me away. Little Patrick to you says, hi, I love you, I'm happy, so please don't cry. And Caroline, I'd like to say how proud Daddy was of you that fateful day when you stood like a lady and watched me go by, doing as Mommy did, tried not to cry. Little John, now you are the big man. Take care of Mommy the best you can.
I saw standing myself a hunter. Me, mine, and mine alone. Well, I went to see a mother. Asked for a daughter's hand. Well, I went to see a mother too. Asked for a daughter's hand. Yeah. He said, yes, you can have a car seat. About to drive you insane. All day, rock and roll all night. Try to wake up in the morning. There's always fight. I saw standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on. Well, I asked her to be mine, be mine and mine alone. Yes, you can have a car seat. About to drive you insane.
I really enjoyed it. That's the first time I've ever had any kind of, you know, really talk about Elvis over the phone as a sexual fantasy.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was different.
Okay, next time we'll do Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can we do, let's see, maybe Michael Jackson sometime too?
Sure, sometime in the near future.
Club in my hand, when I saw a pretty girl sitting on the sand, I grabbed her by the hair and I kissed her hard, then I slapped her around and I laughed real loud. She told me that she loved me and this made me feel fine, so I hit her again, then I asked her to be mine. She admired my strength and she gave me a kiss. She said, there's something about your fist that I can't resist. Now I liked her very much, so I asked her for a date. She said, okay, but I can't stay out late. I asked her how come as I swung my club around, then I dragged her away without any delay. Stars up above, when suddenly something gave me a shove. Her mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, shut your mouth and act your age. She didn't stop her blabbing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. Now I protect my girl from any kind of harm, and she admires my brains, the way I handle my arm. A mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me. Men admire me. Women long for me. I'm a teenage caveman.
Jing, jing, on we go. this is Mad Daddy Giggle on my final show. But don't tune out, because we're not through yet. We haven't done my alphabet. And here we go. Let's scare them to death. From A to Z, all in one big breath. Aviating, bobbleating, crassivating, dancipating, elevating, frantigating, groovigating, hooperating, idolating, jiggleating, Kool-Aid-a-pating, lollipop-a-rating, motating, noise-making, hoopla-dootivating, pooper-quaking, raking, shaking, taking, ululating, vegulating, wiggleating, x-rating, yo-yo-gating, and zoomerating. Still got breath.
Oh, yeah! Holy smoke, my baby, you are setting my mind. I jump at that condition, you're so dog on fire. The way just a stop and a peep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come over here. Well, that's my wife, baby. You're a cutie pie. I'm going out of the unicorn of mine. The way you tip and toe and up that lane will make the blood shiver through anemic's vein. Oh, yeah. A parachute. Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
You know, this is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. That was the Cadillacs. Holy smoke, baby. We heard Randy Luck with I Was a Teenage Caveman by request. Not that we encourage requests. Leonard Carbo with Pigtails and Blue Jeans. Hank Mazzell with I'm Ready. We opened up with Urban Rucker and the Blues Nighthawks and Dun Dun the Slop. Anyway, this is WFMU, East Orange. Getting back to the news. Ed Koch, Bozo, or the Jewish Al Sharpton? He's certainly making lots of friends over in Europe. this week's Newsweek, it says, they are selling marijuana and hashish right out here on the streets. That wouldn't happen in New York. Think that would happen in New York, Nick?
Happens every day.
I could show you about 400 spots where they sell crack and heroin and about another 200 where they sell marijuana on the streets of New York. You know how little Ed Koch is, though. He's sort of, he said something about the British in Northern Ireland, how he thought they were doing a really great job, the British Army there. Then he took it back today. There was a really good Pete Hamill column on the Post on Monday about how we don't want Ed Koch to come back ever. Luckily, he's just totally lost his mind in public, and I think his political career may be over.
Shouldn't we ask our listeners to nominate someone for mayor? I mean, we need some.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Don't need a
no,
mayor.
No, we're not going to ask him.
No mayor for New York.
Who do you think is going to run for mayor?
Al Sharpton. He's the only one who's announced his candidacy.
Reverend Al's in jail today. Reverend Al, everybody's favorite Oprah Winfrey, whatever her name is, imitator. Got 15 days for disorderly conduct in the Tawana Brawley case. But surprisingly enough, somebody who definitely should have known better, but I guess his brain has gotten even softer than it was to begin with, is also doing time with him, is Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger, who's been part of, he lives up in Poughkeepsie. He's Jeremy from the Blue Jays. His dad is Pete Seeger's lawyer. And he's in jail. So
didn't do a good job.
Yeah, not a very good lawyer. Speaking of which, we have some things to denounce here. The world-famous Blue Jays and Sharky's Machine and the Midnight Specials will be at Quando's Gym tonight. That's at 2nd Avenue and, like, 1st or 2nd Street. And it's $5 to get in and free beer. Literally, like, keg beer, I guess. But the world-famous Blue Jays. That's the only thing really going on tonight that I know of. Wednesday night, Nappy Brown will be at the Lone Star Cafe. Sunday, August 7th, supposedly Cordell Jackson and the Panther Burns will be at the Lone Star, but I heard they might be canceling. They're supposed to be here, too, in a couple of weeks. I don't know. Fats Domino begins his 7-night stand at the Ritz.
Yikes.
On Monday. Tonight at the Ritz, NRBQ. That's another thing to do tonight.
With August, Bonnie Raitt.
With Bonnie Raitt, yeah. That's nice. I said that. Johnny Cash will be at the Ritz August 26th. They just announced the Iggy show at the Ritz was really good. They announced the dates for the Pier, I guess it's Saturday, September 10th. So get your tickets for to see Iggy play. He's doing all Stooges songs. He's worth seeing. It's good.
Johnny Copeland's in the park, Central Park right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Maybe we can catch him. So we got to go, folks. We're going to go see Johnny Copeland in the park. What's he doing, bum and change?
I don't know. Just hanging out.
Spare some change for a blues man, please.
And M. Henry Jones' 3D slideshow at La Bamba on...
What used to be La Bamba, right? M. Henry Jones, he's a genius filmmaker, animator. And he's doing these 3D slides over there. It's in the corner of...
1st Avenue
and 11th Street?
11th, something like that.
No, 12th Street.
12th.
1st Avenue and 12th Street. That sleazy... It used to be a little drag queen bar. Now it's changed owners about 7 times in the last 2 years, so I don't know what's in there.
Must be an art bar tonight.
Might be. We have anything... We got actually a little bit more news we're supposed to go into here. Oh, yeah, it's in the sports news. Did you catch Tommy John's 3-error play the other night?
Jim, I haven't caught a sports event in years.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're a homer.
Wrong guy.
Nick is from Portland, Oregon, where they have no sports teams and more dykes than you could throw a stick at. No sports and lesbians. Not a good place to raise your kids, folks. Tommy John has a sense of humor, at least. The Yankees, they won by, like, I think the final score was 13-2. This was Wednesday night. But Tommy John, he has the record for a number of errors in one play, which is 3. And Tommy's explanation was amazing. I saw this live on the Channel 4 News. They showed him saying this. And he said there were too many negative ions in the air following the storm. So the negative ions around his head caused Tommy John, the oldest player in baseball at age 45, to screw up and make an error that cost the Yankees 2 runs and sent his ERA way up. But I like Tommy John.
Poor fella.
No, he's pitching great this year. He's really, for age 45, he's doing better than Rigetti. I'll tell you that much. Elvis fans at war over stamp design. Lick the back of Elvis's head, anybody? Elvis Presley fans love him tender, and some love him slender, but the whole other group loves him as a bloated substance abuser he came. The Warren camps are lobbying the U.S. Postal Service to determine which way the king will be portrayed on commemorative stamp now in the works. Postmaster General Anthony Frank has been bombarded with petitions and letters since he endorsed the idea of an Elvis stamp a few months ago. One group wants Elvis depicted in his youthful glory, and another group wants to represent him as the way he was before he died, an obese pill popper whose life had gone to the hound dogs. I didn't write this. This is from the Post yesterday, folks. Anyway.
What do you think, Jim?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you want to put on your letter?
I don't know if I really like the idea of an Elvis stamp. It kind of makes him look a little too legitimate in my mind. You know, but... Did you see that this is connected to the post office? They had a great thing. They caught mail carriers dumping mail into dumpsters in New York City and Brooklyn. They were taking all. They found like 150 pieces of first-class mail, plus about 20,000 pieces of fourth-class mail. Instead of doing their route, these guys were just taking their mail bags and dumping them into dumpsters over by the Brooklyn docks. I knew that's been going on because my mail just never gets to me.
I'm sure it happens everywhere,
but especially in New York. I mean, the 100-09 is like you have a 50-50 shot of getting your mail or not. Anyway, West Germany and Antigua also already have Elvis Presley stamps, and we don't here in America. I don't know who I want to see on a stamp. Herbie Duncan. I want a Herbie Duncan commemorative stamp, the way he was in his youthful glory when he sang Hot Lips Baby. I think it's time to play more records. It's hot. We need the country chill out thing. Let's do it one time with Mr. Johnny Trash.
Just around the corner there's heartache. Down the street that losers you. If you can wait and the teardrop, you'll find me at the home of the blues. I walk and cry while my heart beats, keeps time with the drag of my shoes. The sun never shines through this window of mine. It's dark at the home of the blues. But the place is filled with the sweetest memories. Memories so sweet that I cry. Dreams that I've had left me feeling so bad. I just want to give up and lay down and die. So if you just lost your sweetheart, and it seems there's no good way to choose, come along with me, misery loves company. You're welcome at the home of the blues. Losers you. If you can wade in through the teardrop, you'll find me at the home of the blues. Yeah, you're gonna find me at the home of the blues.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama poured me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let 'em lock me up. Don't hand me Johnny's pup, Mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, Mama, so let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. We were sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Oh, Mama, why don't you get up?
Down to our comedy spot on the show. Old Hog thought he'd tell a joke right about here. This year's one that Burford told me. This year seems like this traveling salesman was traveling down the road one night and his car broke down. And he went up to the farmer's house and knocked on the door. And the farmer come to the door and the traveling salesman asked him, said, "My car's broke down. Can I stay all night with you?" And the traveling salesman said, "I'm sorry, the farmer said you're going to have to sleep with my son." And the traveling salesman said, "Excuse me, farmer, I'm in the wrong joke." All right, all right.
Let me take you to the movies, Meg, so I can hold your hand. Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And that double barrel behind the door, it waits for Carl, I know. Oh, climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. I only see her once a week and that's when my work is through. I break new ground the whole week long with my mindset made on you. And I polished up my old horse Beck and she looks good, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. Now won't you let me take you to the show so I can hold your hand. Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And I double barrel behind the door, it waits for me, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. Well, I break new ground the whole week long with my mind set straight on you. And every time I try to smile, my heart, it breaks in two. Oh, I slick myself for Saturday night, 'cause there's one thing I know. I'm gonna take my Maggie dear to a Western picture show. Now, won't you let me take you to the show so I can hold your hand? Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And I double barrel behind the door, Lord, he waits for me, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show.
Well, along with right hand man Wichita, Red and Wesley, they brought you Burford. Burford, see if you can get my hand back there. I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I asked him. I don't know. I asked him to be on their best behavior. I don't know. These mercury people so nice. I don't know. All right. While y'all on your feet, let's hot foot it a little bit. Line up for a little square dance. And all right, boys, a little bit of rubber dolly.
She's the prettiest little thing that you ever have seen. She got a cute little walk with a hippity hop. Big at the little and bottom at the top.
Do you need any help?
No help, won't it?
You could use a little help.
No help, won't it? Follow me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself.
Yeah.
You'd have the button that sweet as sugar. I'm gonna buy her a diamond ring, and we'll get married in the spring.
Do you need any help?
No help, won't it?
You could use a little help.
No help, won't it? Call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself. And I call her my little thing of a jiggy. Every time I ask for a kiss, I hear a voice sound something like this.
Do you need any help?
No help, won't it?
You could use a little help.
No help, won't it? Call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself. Everything I'm right. When the music starts, we'll swing and sway. We're gonna dance till the break of day.
Do you need any help?
No help, won't it?
You could use a little help.
No help, won't it? Call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself.
Moving right along here. Now I want to tell you where you'll be able to see Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. We'll be appearing on the Big Country Music Shindig Hoedown Roundup Show number 2. As y'all know, number 1 got canceled. And that'll be right here in Rainbow Valley on June the 31st, 8 o'clock p.m. at night. Some of the big stars we got for you will be George Jones and Tommy Wynette, Earl Haggard with Bonnie and the Rangers, and of course my old friends Johnny and June, along with Mother Mayball Carter. There'll also be the poor old boy himself, Bill Andrews, the Stafford Brothers, who was on our last album. We also got Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton. Now there's a couple of big ones.
Do you need another mule skinner? Down on- Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
You know, it was the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That was Dolly Parton with Mule Skinner Blues. A couple of biggins. The Maddox Brothers and Rose with No Help Wanted. Carl Perkins and Movie Mag. Jack Kittle and Psycho. We opened up with Johnny Cash. He'll be at the Ritz August 26th, home of the blues. So, one of the most tasteless guitar introductions of all time. I always thought of Luther Perkins as about the most monotonous, tasteless guitar player ever in history of rock and roll, and I like him a lot. I salute you with the sign of a beast. Woo! I've been handed a bulletin. This Sunday on Nick's Live Music Faucet, Drip Drip, O.V. Hirsch and Band. West Virginia coal miner turned New York City songwriter. I guess that's when he picked up the name Hirsch, huh?
Guess so.
Figured it'll go over better in New York. That's 7:30 or so. And Nick's Live Music Faucet is on from 7 to 9 every Sunday. What else is going on here today? We can't figure out how to play Name That Deformity. We have the records, we have the deformities. We can't figure out how to decide on the winner. But we'll get to that today sometime. But did you see this thing, the cover story of yesterday's Newsday?
Missed it.
Well, it was a guard's eye view of celebrity sleaze, Rikers Island's picnic for punks.
I did see that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was this guy who was, as the story appeared yesterday, this fellow Frank Geneva who claimed he was a prison guard on PC, which is protective custody, also known as Punk City out there in Rikers Island. And he had like these little stories about Robert Chambers and John Lester and
1987 Radio Hound Media Star of the Year.
No, actually, he lost out to what's his name? So famous, I forgot him. James Ramsour of the Getz trial. What else? Who else was in here? Joel Steinberg was in here. All these guys. And it was a pretty amusing story. But he's talking about all these guys who are known as wait a second, I gotta find this here. Oh right, Maytags. They're saying John Lester was a Maytag, which is when one prisoner makes another prisoner wash their clothes and all this stuff. And he's talking about who's a punk and who isn't. It turns out today that there's a rebuttal. I mean a retraction, and that the source, the column was written by Dennis Hamill, and the source of the story turns out not. He was never worked at Rikers Island, and they're checking his records now to see if he was ever an inmate there, but it turned out it was all a lie, and it didn't make the cover. Here's what it says. Today in Newsday, it says, to our readers, City Correction Department officials said yesterday that no one named Frank Geneva currently works or worked in recent past at Rikers Island or anywhere else in the penal system. Blah, 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 blah. So it's pretty funny. You can just make up a story, call a reporter, and get it on the cover of a major newspaper. A million people read it, and it's not even true.
Happens every day.
Let's think of something. Let's think of one.
Impossible.
Anybody got a good idea we can lie our way into the headlines with and get some publicity? I know Reverend Al Sharpton does not work for a living, and I'm certainly getting sick and tired of it. I need a scam, folks.
That's no news, though.
Yeah. Well, this was in Ann Landers yesterday. Dear Ann, I was stopped cold by a letter from the woman in Kalamazoo whose mind snapped and she felt the urge to kill somebody. Anybody. Her psychiatrist said her sudden impulse was a result of years of bottled-up rage against her mother first, then her husband. And, here we go. I was married to a man who paid absolutely no attention to me after we returned from our honeymoon. He refused to touch me, let alone have sex. I was treated as some sort of loathsome creature who had a contagious disease. If my hand accidentally brushed his, he would jump a foot. One evening as I was preparing his supper, I walked past him and my face touched his. He shouted, "Get away from me." I was holding a carving knife and seized it with a sudden impulse to stab him in the back, but she didn't.
Just goes to show you what lack of sex will do.
Yep, yep, yep. But, you know, if you have like an urge to kill somebody and you're going to write to Ann Landers about having, they could be holding these letters for years, you know, there's never a date on them. I was waiting for Ann Landers' answer and I went out and murdered 30 people. It was Twinkie defense, that works good. Rough sex, Twinkie defense. If you really feel the urge to kill somebody, make sure there are witnesses to rough sex and Twinkies and you'll get off. Anyway, things to announce. The world-famous Blue Jays at Quando tonight, which is the 2nd Avenue around 1st or 2nd Street. It's a big gym. Free beer. It starts at 10 p.m. Free beer. It's $5 to get in and free beer. Also tonight is the NRBQ at the Ritz. and that's about it. Fats Domino will be at the Ritz August 1st through 7th, two shows a night. And there's very little else to do or on my mind, except for I really want to hear this next record, The Downbeats. It's a good one.
With the downbeats, you'll hear tough sounds. I mean real tough sounds. Grover, York, Bill, Lanny, Pat, Patterson, and yours truly.
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
You know what that means, folks. The State of the Vibe Report is on the line. Sco?
Yo, the hound.
What's going on?
What's shaking, man?
I don't know. I sent Nick in for a Ruth Brown album, and he's not back to turn my echo on, but that's okay.
Oh, jeez.
It's so hot here that I gave everybody the week off because it's just, you know, like Mikey and Deb Parker wanted to come out and all these people, so I thought, like, maybe next week when we have Andy in the Cadillac because, you know, to me it would sound like a repeat of the show when you and Marina were...
Yeah, it sounds like Mikey wants to go for that live sex act on the radio.
Right, he heard the story and decided he had to outdo you, you know, so...
He's seen the beer commercial, he wants in on the Gusto Life.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm down here in Springfield, Missouri, after our triumphant tour of funny towns. Ended up, we were in Vancouver, British Columbia, and then the rest of the guys flew back, and I drove down here all the way in the tour bus by myself because we got a new tour bus with the better stereo.
What do you do in a tour bus by yourself? Do you pull off to the side of the road and try to pick up girls?
We went to truck stops, full-service truck stops.
Full-service, modern truck stops.
But now we're down. I'm down here and chilling big time, hanging out at Wonderly, Rongo, and Rob. Wonderly had a little something he wanted to say here for a second.
Oh, is he there?
Yeah.
Put him on.
We've been discussing this baseball stuff, so he wanted to ask.
Are you talking about the negative ions around Tommy John's head?
Hey, Hound.
Yes, Wonderly.
You know, I don't know if you've heard the new Brian Wilson album is out.
Yeah, I heard.
We've been kind of listening to that.
We had the exclusive on that one. We had it before the other radio stations.
It's a good record, but if you look on it, like his psychotherapist is
all over the place.
As co-writer on most of the songs and also gets production credits. And Roscoe didn't want to talk about this too much, but that's why he's here in Springfield. Is I'm kind of taking over his psychotherapy sort of deal, but I have this new approach that we're going to get Roscoe back in shape, and what we're doing is we're teaching him the Efus pitch.
The
which
what?
Is coming back into vogue in the National League, the Efus pitch. It hadn't been around since the 40s, and we're working on that a lot, and I'm co-writing a lot of songs with Roscoe, and we're getting his Efus thing down, so we thought that you guys would want to know.
Well, thank you for sharing this with us.
And I think that it'll be okay. Like, Brian Wilson has to ask his guy everything he has to do, so I'm just saying right now that it's okay. Roscoe, you can talk now. Okay, here's Roscoe again.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim Wonderly, folks. What the hell was that all about?
Oh, just trying to work it out here.
Yes.
But I did hear a really great line that I'd like to share with you and your listeners.
Shoot.
I was on this boat, one of those ferry boats coming back from Victoria, British Columbia to whatchamajigger, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, from one Canadian ridiculous town to another, but this stripper girl walks up to me and she says, "You know, I'd really like to screw your brains out, but looks like somebody beat me to it."
You know, that's the I'd sure like to get in your pants. You can't. There's one asshole in there already.
Oh, Hound.
It's okay. Ken's at a barbecue.
What is this? I
don't know if it's
Hound?
The air or the tour or the heat.
Well, I got to go back for another session here, but remember, the love of a beautiful woman is a terrible thing to waste.
Thank you, Roscoe, and thank you, Dr. Wonderly.
Okay.
Nice to see he's got some honest work.
See ya.
State of the Vibe Report, folks. Don't leave home without it.
Woo!
What do we got? We got another record queued up. Link Davis.
I'm not a jerk from Albuquerque. I ain't a square from the fair. I've been around from town to town and almost everywhere. Don't big shot me, you better play it cool, don't be a fool, don't try to big shot me. Now it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust, show me a woman that a man can trust. Don't big shot me, don't big shot me, you better play it cool, don't be a fool, don't try to big shot me. Thank you. don't you think I'm a clown? Cause I'm picking up what you're putting down. Don't you big shot me. Don't big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. You can hold them eyes, shake your hips, call me daddy O, but I ain't gonna slip. Don't you big shot me. Don't you big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. Don't you big, big, 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 big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me.
Call me Sam. Before I disappear, man, I've been going a long time. About 5, 10, 15 years. Now I know my women suffer while I was gone, cause they was all glad to see me when I got back home. When she saw this fine face again, and some more of my women just grinned and grinned and grinned, and some more of my women began to holler and shout, and before I could say one word, they all yelled out. Just the other day, man, I had to tell all my women that I was going away to stay. But when I seen they got real mad and started to crowd around, I said, whoa, whoa, let me go there, girl. I think I like this old town. I'm here to stay,
Well, I got a brand new lover. I love her, yes, I do. She's my one and only, and her name.
each time I look into her eyes of blue. Well, now, baby, 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 baby.
Well, I washed all the dishes and I did a lot more. I even bought the dinner at the grocery store. And now, Mom, you're buying the key next door. This little girl's gonna rock it. I left some biscuits for the pup. I put fresh water in his cup. And now I'm off, I'm gonna live it up. For this little girl's gonna rock it. Well, I'll be home about 12 tonight. And not a minute, minute, minute later. Don't forget the front door light. Cause that's all for now. I'll see you later, mater. You find these things that you want it done. I'm off to meet that special one. And boy, oh boy, will we have fun. Cause this little girl's gonna rock it. You'll find these things that you want it done. I'm off to meet that special one. And boy, oh boy, will we have fun. Cause this little girl's gonna rock it. Yeah!
But she was so wild. Oh, baby, she's gone. I don't know what to do, what to do, what to do. Well, she left me here out in the cold. Don't know why her love is so bold. All I know is she's gone. She's gone away from me. And I'm sitting here waiting, going crazy, crazy. Oh, baby, she's gone.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. This is The Hound, you know. WFMU East Orange. That was Jack Scott with Baby She's Gone. We heard Ruth Brown by request, This Little Gal's Gone Rockin'. Gene Vincent with Baby Blue, The Royal Jokers with Sam's Place. Vibe Report in there somewhere. Link Davis with Don't Big Shot Me, Little Willie Littlefield, and Ruby Ruby. We open up with the Downbeats and Downbeat. Nitro Nick, Professional Heartbreaker. What the hell's going on? Yeah, I know, it's that kind of day. I'm just, it's hot. It's like too hot to get excited about anything. Although this bulletin I've just been handed is fairly exciting. The Freaks will be on the Laurier Show next Saturday, 6 to 9. The Freaks who carry around gigantic orange amplifiers with them. The world famous Blue Jays tonight at Quando. What's the exact street that Quando's at? 2nd Avenue
it's
and?
Houston.
Oh, at Houston?
Right on the corner.
Right on the corner of 2nd and Houston. Check that, folks. 2nd and Houston, 10 o'clock, free beer. The Blue Jays with Sharky's Machine. Sharky's Machine, as they say at Quando.
And remember, it ain't the heat, it's the stupidity.
Yeah. With that, you know what we got to do? We got to chill again. Uh-oh. We do a little. I never play country blues. A little country blues hangover chill.
Never hurt a soul.
It's too hot to vomit. You know, I got like a full moon hangover, the anxiety, you know, all the things, that, all the freak outs and weirdness and violence that leads up to the full moon in my life. Once that's over with, I'm just like a washed out rag, and then it gets hot, got so hot. So we're going to do a little country blues chill out thing there. Kick it off with, you'll know this song, Baby Gramps sang it for us. But
uh-oh.
This version is by Mr. Bo Carter, and it's called Let's Get Drunk Again. Why not?
Baby, I got the whiskey, and you got the gin. I got the whiskey, baby, and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Hey, whiskey, what you said, gin? Hey, whiskey, what you said, gin? Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Make me no difference how drunk you may be, since you don't hold back, baby, honey, loving me. Cause I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub the tub. Hey, washboard, what you said, tub? Hey, washboard, what you said, tub? Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub the tub. It don't make me no difference how tired you may be, since you don't hold back, baby, honey, rubbing with me. Cause I got the washboard and you got the tub. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub up.
right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
There's a bootin' and you can't come in. There's a bootin' and you can't come in. There's a bootin' and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night, try it again. I met your mama in the alleyway. I met your mama in the alleyway. I met your mama in the alleyway. She's catching hunkies both night and day, yeah. Take it easy, greasy, 'cause I'm busy bootin'. Don't you remember last Friday night? Don't you remember last Friday night? Don't you remember last Friday night? You got out in the street and you wanna fight. Keep talking about the neighbor next door. Keep talking about the neighbor next door. Keep talking about the neighbor next door. I caught a boogie woogie down on the floor. I'm busy booting. Go ahead then. Don't you remember when my door was locked? Don't you remember when my door was locked? Don't you remember when my door was locked? I had your mama on the chopping block. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. I'm sick and tired of the way you do. Pick it up now, Jackson. There's a bootin', and you can't come in. I'm busy booting and you can't come in. I'm busy booting and you can't come in. I'm busy booting and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night, try it again. Stop knocking on my window pane. Stop knocking on my window pane. Stop knocking on my window pane. They tell what you see, don't you call my name. I'm busy booting. Can't come in.
And remember, next week we're going to, we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers. I was just kidding, folks. Two soldiers in Arkansas, we are sending those don't care packages, though. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Coontown was feeling mighty funny. A strange coon blowed in town. He had a terrible lot of money. He'd only been in town a week ago tomorrow. All the rest of the darkies is out there head in sorrow. There's some kind of mystery like into him. He's always dressed so neat and trim. He wears patent leather slippers, a high silk hat. He's got diamonds all over his silk vest. He's got a face like a preacher. Don't ever smile. He's always dressed in a gambler's style. He ain't tipped his hat since he's been in town. And the doctor is all crazy and started mumbling around, saying, I wonder what is that coon's game? The way he spends his money is a sin and a shame. Is he from Klondike or from Maine? That's what I'd like to know. I'm worried about him, I must admit, 'cause among the yellow gals, he's made an awful hit. I wonder what is that wheel with a pearl and diamond setting around. No kind of game you can't ever see him betting. Each and every dog he had a mighty funny feeling. One went and told the police, I think that dog is stealing. So they they arrested him on suspicion. About nine one night, the darkies held a meeting. What a great delight. Every darkie was in court the next morning soon to see what they were going to do with this mysterious goon. $100 is what the judge said. The darkie pulled a roll of money big as your head. Then everybody in court began to look strange. When he gave the judge $1,000, said keep the change. Put on his kid gloves and started toward the door. Then every darkie in court began to mumble low. Saying, I wonder, what is that coon's game? The way he spent his money is a sin and a shame. Is he from Klondike or from Maine? That's what I'd like to know. I'm worried about him, I must admit, cause among the yellow gals, he's made an awful hit. I wonder what is that coon's game?
So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down. Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Of ice cream, take soap and water for to keep it clean. Up she jumped, down she fell, A mouth flew open like a merchant shell. Now, ride her over, give a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce of ice cream, take soap and water, for to keep it clean. Your sister was a teddy, your daddy was a bear. Put some mud on your mama, cause you had bad hair. Now, ride her over, give a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce of ice cream, take soap and water, for to keep it clean. If you want to hear that elephant lay, take him down to the river and wash it, yes, 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 and ride him over, give him a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce of ice cream, take soap and water, for to keep it clean. If you want to go to heaven when you D.I.E., you got to put on your collar and your T.I.E. now. Ride him over, give him a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, salt of ice cream, take soap and water for to keep it clean. Get the rabbit out the L-O-G. You got to put on the sun's like a D-O-G now. Ride him over, give him a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, salt of ice cream, take soap and water, for to keep it clean. Run, yes, doctor, run your fast. See what's the matter with his yes, yes, yes now. Ride him over, give him a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, salt of ice cream, soap and water, for to keep it clean.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, it's the hound.
Damn,
there it goes. Echo. Alright, that was Charlie Jordan with Keep It Clean. I like that song. I love that song. Charlie Jordan was Petey Wheatstraw's guitar player, and Petey Wheatstraw was the devil's son-in-law, so that makes him the devil's son-in-law's right-hand man. Heard Memphis Minnie with a Black Rat Swing. Alec Johnson and the Mysterious Coon. Kokomo Arnold with Busy Bootin', and we open up with Bo Carter and Let's Get Drunk Again. Nitro Nick.
Honk.
You look like you have an idea in your head there.
Not an idea in my head.
No? Oh, okay, well, things to announce. Tonight at Quando, Houston Street and 2nd Avenue in Manhattan, $5, free beer. That's keywords there, free beer. And for those of you who are into the harder stuff, Scott Curran is bringing several bottles of Absolut, and if you're nice, I'll give you a sip. The world-famous Blue Jays, along with the Midnight Specials from Poughkeepsie, I think they're the ones that left Tawana Brawley in the trash bag.
The Midnight Specials?
Yeah, there's some heavy delinquents in that crowd of the Po-Town scene. And also Sharky's Machine will be playing. Nappy Brown will be at the Lone Star Wednesday, Earl King Saturday at the Lone Star, Fats Domino the 1st through the 7th of August at the Ritz, 2 shows a night, and he's great, you should go catch him. NRBQ tonight at the Ritz, Johnny Trash at the August 26th at the Ritz, and that's it for renouncements for the
Johnny
moment.
Copeland at Tramps tonight, and M. Henry Jones 3D slideshow.
Thank you, Nick.
At La Bamba.
Okay, we have this thing to give away. This is a very cool thing. You can go plus one. Your name will be on the guest list to this invitation-only party for 17 biker gangs being given by an all-female biker gang, the Wildcats and the New York City Hells Angels, and all the media will be there. French press is even going to be there, L.A., all these TV. It's amazing. It'll be good. It'll be fun. So if you want to win this, and don't enter into the contest if you don't want to win, we're going to play Deformity. We're going to play records by people with physical deformities, and you tell them, and I'm just going to keep playing records by deformed people until somebody, you have to name the artist and the deformity, and the first person to do that on any given one of these records, because it's hard. Some of these are pretty tough ones. So the first person who can name just one of them will win the pass and will be over with, and we'll go back to our normal trash. Okay, so that number, 201-266-7900, name that deformity, kick it off with this mystery record.
Thank you. Thank you. Turn up. I'm with you, baby.
Folks, the only person who gave the correct answer didn't want the prize, which is an invitation to the Hell's Angels the Hell's Angels and the Wildcats party tonight. So a lot of people named the artist. It was Hound Dog Taylor. Nobody got the deformity right except one guy. He didn't want it. The deformity is he has six fingers. You can actually see it on the back of this particular. The only picture of him where you can actually see it is on the back of the Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers Beware of Dog album. So the contest is still on. We're going to keep going. You can name the artist and the deformity, and you want to go to this party. It's at Hot Rods, which is that gigantic club on 11th Avenue with all the Hot Rods and stuff. It's in the 20s somewhere. So here we go. 201-266-7900.
I'll wait for time. I'll wait for fame. I'll wait for time. what you're trying to do. Work will carry work.
This morning.
Oh, work will carry work.
This morning.
Oh, work will carry work.
Nobody even came close on that one. That was Doc Pomus. He's got polio, and that's Work Little Carry Work. Nick, you want to give me some Ecky? It is? No, it's not on. So it's still open. Now it's on. Okay, this next one, the artist is very easy, but for the if you want to win the deformity, I want the exact medical term, and that's a little tough. Okay. So name that deformity, 201-266-7900. Win a pass to the big biker bash tonight at Hot Rods.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. People say, just another guy on the lost highway, just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's life makes a life like mine. Oh, the day we met, I went astray. Down that lost highway, kid like you, and now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin. Are you sorrow bound? Day started rolling down that lost highway.
Nobody got that one either yet, folks. That was Hank Williams. And his deformity was a birth defect of his lower spine called spina bifida acuta, according to Chet Filippo's book, Your Cheating Heart. So it's still open. The contest is still open. If you want to go to this big party, it's on 11th Avenue, somewhere in the 20s. The place is called Hot Rod. It's a big biker gang rally. It's an invitation-only party, though, and all the media will be there, and the Wildcats, a female biker gang. And we'll play a couple of easy ones. Somebody's got to get it. 201-266-79-NOT-NOT.
Well, I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Baby, as tired as I can, what I heard you.
Nobody got it yet, folks. That was Link Ray. Everybody got that right. Nobody got his deformity right. He's got one lung. So it's the contest is still open. The prize is an invitation plus one to this big bash given by the Wildcats All-Girl Motorcycle Club. And according to the invitation, 17 motorcycle clubs and various media people. So if you want to go to that, the next one is really easy. 201-266-79-NOT-NOT. If nobody wins, we're giving the tickets to Nitro Nick.
You.
we have a leader.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
You know, it's the hound. Roll it, Nick. That was me banging on the window to get the echo rolling. Anyway, we have a wiener. That was the Barbarians. The deformity was the drummer, Malty. He had one arm. But the other ones, they were pretty tough, I guess. I don't know. Congratulations to the winner. I'm not going to give you his name because Bruce Bennett's little brother will use it. But, what else is going on there? I don't know. You know, I'm sick of answering the phone is what it is. So we're going to go right into our next thing, program set. More songs about cigarettes and saliva with Paul Chapin and the Emeralds.
Thank you.
tobacco and spit all night. Ping, tong, ping, ping, chew tobacco, man. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Inspector, raid, and bust the door. Ping, tong, ping, ping, chew tobacco, man.
Cigarette. Oh, cigarette.
York, I really need a smoke, so give me a cigarette. Well, I went further down the street when another guy chanced to me. He says, buddy, I'm flat broke, won't you please give me a smoke, let me have a cigarette. I really need a smoke, so give me a cigarette. There was another guy named Joe, came to my house and knocked on the door. Said, buddy, what do you need? He says, I gotta have a weed, let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. I really need a smoke, so give me a cigarette. I wish I knew the reason these guys continue to smoke. They want to buy their own, they want to roll their own, because they always broke, they always bumming cigarettes. Joke, they always keep me broke, a bumming my cigarettes.
Back in the States.
You know, it's the Hound. WFMU East Orange. That was the debut of our new Meanwhile Back in the States cart, which Nitro Nick here just did. Check this out, folks.
Meanwhile Back in the Jungle.
You know, it's like the other one had, the one with the echo, that was a little too much because it was double echo, triple echo.
Get rid of the echo.
Anyway, wow. That's coming from the cart deck.
Yeah, it's just a silly little glitch.
Oh, a little, you thought you'd have a little fun with me, huh, Nick? Anyway, that was our cigarettes and saliva set. I mean, it's hard to come up with these theme sets. Obviously, the strain is showing. It's not easy being a hound, folks. I mean, I've always been a nut magnate, but it's gotten worse.
Yeah, you got it rough, man. You got it real rough.
Just thank God it's radio. That's all I have to say. That was the Vikings and Nicotine. Slim Harpo with what was the tape ran out. Slim Marco with Cigarette. Little Joe in the Moroccos, a little musical saliva there with Bubblegum. The Society with Nicotine Fit. That's from the album The Big Itch. I cannot stress how great I think that record is. It's called The Big Itch. It's on the Mrs. Manicotti label. Buy it. Billy Briggs with Chew Tobacco Rag. We had Nicotine and Saliva on that one. Paul Chaplin and the Emeralds with Nicotine, which is actually a hit record. Believe it or not, folks. What are you doing there, Nitro Nick? He came out to sabotage the show. Anyway, we got some time left. We're just going to mindlessly spin more records.
This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change the dial, I will break your fingers.
He stood 7 feet tall and 5 feet wide. He had a beautiful woman standing by his side. She could swing her axe just as hard as he could. She used to run and help him chop all the house wood. Who? The mighty diddly. Mighty Bo Diddley, the mighty lumberjack. He had steel in his arm, and he called it bone. He used muscles in his arm, and he called them stone. Somebody said something about his bride. You know this cat was born to die. From a left hook and a whizzing right hand, sent this cat to his resting leg. Timber! The trees and leaves fell upon the ground. The same wind stirred up the clouds and snow appeared on down. Timber! The mighty lumberjack. Timber! They cried! Oh, damn!
Some of them pray again. Have no fear, that's Bozak's fucking win. Mighty Bozak. The mighty lumberjack. Don't run away, because I'm still chopping trees. I'll be hollering timber now.
Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well,
I'm a having a nervous breakdown. I see my hands how they shiver. Woo! I see my knees how they quiver. My whole heart is in a tiver. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Oh,
have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss colony California pale dry sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. So smooth, so smooth and mellow, that you just can't miss with Italian Swiss, Italian Swiss colony wine.
The greatest.
Well, got a cool haircut from the back of the long beach. He got a cool haircut from the back of the long beach. In case you don't know what it is, well, that's a cool duck's tail. Well, he got long sideburns, wears those spot pay pants. He got long sideburns, wears those spot pay pants. Oh, woman, you ain't lived till you see a cat do the bop dance.
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, you know. Anyway, little bongo driving there with the Jaguars, and I love you, baby. We heard Billy Stewart and Bo Diddley with Billy's Blues, Part 2. Uncle Buck Light and his Rhythm Rockers with Mr. Ducktail, and the Midnighters and Let It Roll, the Bobby Fuller Four with Nervous Breakdown, Bo Diddley with Bo's a Lumberjack. We open up with Barney Kessel and Honey Rock. Anyway, it's time for me to get out of here. Until next week, if the good Lord's will and the creek don't rise and there's nothing better to do, see you then. Thanks to Nitro Nick for coming down here and helping out.